Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Office is investigating a burglary at a Southern Humboldt nonprofit dedicated to helping the disabled in the community. When employees arrived at the small community cornerstone in Redway yesterday, they found that a window had been broken to gain entry and that two small safes containing cash and the keys to vehicles had been taken. One of the vehicles, a bronze Dodge Stratus, had been stolen along with Special Olympics merchandise. Investigators have identified 31-year-old Ryan Danielson as a suspect in the burglary, and the safes were found empty near an area where he had stopped the stolen car at a Laytonville gas station. Danielson is also suspected of having stolen a handgun from a second vehicle in Laytonville and is considered armed and dangerous. He remains at large. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were called out to a residence on Sunshine Way in Humboldt Hill on Wednesday evening after a woman called in and said her husband had threatened to kill her. A deputy entered the house and found the suspect behind a closed bedroom door, and fearing he may be armed with a firearm, exited the house. Deputies then established a perimeter, and the county SWAT team was called in. The suspect, an elderly man in a wheelchair, later came out onto the front porch armed with a handgun and ignored attempts from law enforcement to negotiate. He told deputies that he wasn't going to surrender and that they would have to kill him. The man then went back inside the house, and despite negotiation attempts, the man eventually turned the gun on himself and pulled the trigger. When the SWAT team entered, they found the victim with a gunshot wound to the head. No other persons were injured during the incident. On Monday, 57-year-old Oakland resident David Tan Lee went abalone diving off Moat Creek Beach near Fort Bragg. That was the last time he was seen by family and friends after he failed to resurface. Rescue divers went into the water on Monday but were pulled out due to dangerous conditions, and the search continued along the beach on Tuesday and into Wednesday. Search and rescue divers were back in the water at high tide on Wednesday but failed to locate Lee's body. The search was officially suspended yesterday. Humboldt State University will host three graduation ceremonies tomorrow, the first for the College of Arts and Humanities at 8:30, followed by the Natural Resources and Sciences at noon, and the College of Professional Studies at 3:30. More than 2,500 HSU students have earned credentials, undergraduate and graduate degrees. Geography graduate Christina Boss has been honored as one of HSU's Outstanding Students of the Year after she earned a National Geographic internship. Social work graduate Dylan McClure shares the award with Baus for his work on transgender rights and inclusivity, regardless of gender or gender identity. There will be a graduation ceremony at College of the Redwoods tomorrow as well, as more than 1,100 students across the CR system receive their associate's degrees or certificates of achievement. The ceremony begins at 11 a.m. at the Eureka Campus Gym, and more than 850 students will take part. The Del Norte and Mendocino campuses hold their ceremonies later today. Physics student Joseph Hayes will deliver the commencement address, and 28 students will attend a ceremony at Hoopa High Saturday night to receive their degrees or certificates from the Klamath Trinity Instructional Site. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In the early morning hours on January 1st of 2014, Gary Lee Bullock broke into the rectory of St. Bernard's Church in downtown Eureka and tortured and murdered Father Eric Freed. Bullock then fled the scene with several items stolen from Father Freed's room, and he also stole Freed's car, which he used to flee to Southern Humboldt. Last month, a Humboldt County jury found Bullock guilty of murder, torture, burglary, arson, and carjacking. And on Wednesday in Superior Court, Judge John Feeney sentenced Bullock to life without the possibility of parole. D.A. Maggie Fleming was present at the sentencing hearing and argued for the maximum sentence. Fleming talked about the convictions on Talk Shop.
He'll serve the determinate term on the carjacking, the burglaries, and the attempted arson. Then he has a life term for torture, and then he has life without possibility of parole term for committing the murder with the special circumstances.
Those convictions forced Bullock to rescind his insanity plea.
The jury returned verdicts for the murder, for the specials, and for all the underlying crimes. And that was very significant because it showed they felt, based upon the evidence presented and all the surrounding circumstances, that he was forming very specific intent as he moved through. After those verdicts returned, he then withdrew his not guilty by reason of insanity.
You can hear District Attorney Maggie Fleming discuss the Bullock trial and the verdict on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.